KSA warns raising gambling age may fuel black market. Michael Gruithuisen, the chairman of the Dutch gambling regulator, the Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, has called on State Secretary for Legal Protection Toon Struiken to reconsider increasing the legal online gambling age to 21. Gruithuisen warned that doing so could push younger players toward the unregulated black market, similarly to Germany, and leave them without proper safeguards. In a blog published this week responding to Struiken's latest letter to Parliament, Gruithuisen addressed the government's proposed gambling reforms. He cautioned that increasing the age limit may not prevent young people from gambling. Quote, "We already see minors doing so. And for young people under 21, the illegal supply will still be accessible with a few mouse clicks, while they will no longer be able to enter legal parties, which must adhere to a strict duty of care." Michael Gruithuisen, KSA chair. Government considers stricter player protection measures. Struiken, who led a review of the 2021 Remote Gambling Act last year, argued in his letter that current responsible gambling measures are insufficient. He outlined plans to improve enforcement, potentially by raising the legal gambling age to 21 and granting the regulator more authority to tackle illegal gambling. Gruithuisen welcomed parts of Struiken's proposals, in particular efforts to boost the KSA's ability to block illegal websites and address unlicensed online gambling at the European level. To combat black market activity, Gruithuisen said that the Kansspelautoriteit is working with banks and payment processors to prevent financial transfers to and from illegal sites. The regulator's goal is to disrupt the revenue streams that sustain unlicensed operators. In regards to Struiken's suggestion of industry-wide deposit limits, Gruithuisen was largely positive and said that it would be a nice and appropriate step, but also warned of the administrative complexities of implementing uniform limits across the sector. Since October 2024, licensed operators have independently enforced net deposit limits. However, because the limits are site-specific, players can reach their limit on one platform and continue gambling on another. KSA data reveals positive effects of deposit limits. KSA data published in February indicates these measures have had a positive effect. The average loss per player account has dropped from €117 to €83 in the first 5 months, with legal operators' gross gaming revenue, GGR, falling by 10%. Gruithuisen said that the provider limits currently in use of €300 and €700 per month are effective and ensure the vast majority of players do not run into problems. Furthermore, he said that the limits were high enough that they do affect the channelization of players.